Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Amherst Recreation Park District.
All right, Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
Okay, please join me in our Pledge of Allegiance. Let's raise the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. I need an approval to the agenda. We have a motion.
I move that we approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Board, do you have any items that you'd like to move, remove from the consent calendar? Okay, so I need a motion to approve.
I move that we approve the consent calendar as is.
I'll second that.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Hudson is absent.
Thank you. We have no presentations at this time. We go to our general manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a couple things before I turn it over to Lori. One is that we're getting very close with the sale of Clearland property. They have exercised their fourth extension and fourth and final extension. But we think there's going to be some movement that we'll probably see within the next 8 to 10 weeks.
Okay.
I should be able to have some better information. So it's good news that that property is still moving along in the pipeline, and we've had success up to this point with the purchasing. So that's great. And also the the county has indicated that they will exercise their option for another year lease here in this building.
Okay.
So we'll have them along. And Lori?
Good evening. Today we sponsored a free bike repair. We had about 18 plus repaired. When I left about 10 minutes before they were supposed to close, they had done 18. That was brakes, that was
there's nothing to stop.
Tires, there was all different things, spokes for the bikes, and a lot of people, we had about 4 or 5 people waiting for them when they got here today, so that was really great. Anuta Park, rubber, the pour in place is completed. We're still waiting for the tube swing and the shade structure for the 5 to 12 year old playground. That should be here in the next 4 to 6 weeks. So that was slightly delayed. We'll be doing some demo on cement on the 2 to 5 area to make the ADA accessibility more compatible for an accessible entry for them. The Lindbrook fountain was repaired today and the water is back on. The senior line dance program ended today and we'll start the next 6 week program on January 11th. Seems to be very popular, it's growing. And Breakfast with Santa on December 2nd was a magical event with almost 300 guests. Our academy and our teen center youth did a fantastic job. From decorations to service, it was absolutely fantastic, and did some performances with their stands, and they were absolutely amazing. I think everybody there had a really great time.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
There's lots of pictures on the website, so if you have a chance, please go to the website. We posted a lot of pictures on there. And then I just wanted to show you just, I know May wasn't here, but here's a couple of pictures of the kids after we took the fence down at Anuta. Went and climbed all the apparatus, and they're just loving it, absolutely loving it. So really excited, and they're excited, and I think it's such a great thing for the community.
Awesome. Okay, any questions for the general manager, Lori?
No.
I had a question.
Yes.
Regarding the sale of the property at Clearland, is this the same purchaser that you've been negotiating with?
It is, yeah, for quite some time now, but it is the same.
And we're getting closer to selling.
Yes, that's right.
Remind me again what their plan is to do there? Is it to build like a low-income housing or?
You know, I believe that they had mixed use originally, and I honestly can't tell you what they've finally finished with.
But it's the same purchaser.
It is, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, other directors?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first, great job on Clearland. That sounds very promising. I heard from Director Garcia that there has been some dumping of trash there. So is that affecting anything there that?
We deal with that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, people find that as a convenient way to save themselves some money at the, actually go into the dumps and they drop it there. And sometimes we get help from the county, sometimes we don't. We have to pick it up ourselves, so. But we're constantly, and then the owner of the property right next to it is constantly calling me saying there's more garbage. Sometimes I wonder if, you know, that area is the one that's feeding it, but it's hard to tell, so, yeah.
Okay, and I know that you've been calling the app, or you're putting it in the app, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing that. I have a question on, actually, Lynbrook. What was the water problem? Was it the station?
The water station had a leak in it, and nobody was using it. It would just keep leaking and leaking and leaking. So we had to end up turning the water off, and we had to order a whole new part. So we had to replace the part in there, and then that was replaced today. We turned on the water. We stood there for about an hour to be sure it wasn't leaking and tested it out, and so far, so good.
Great. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Okay, I think that's all I have. Okay, moving on to legal counsel report. We don't have any. Public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And do we have any? Okay, thank you. So now we're going to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Item A, consider approving the proposed fiscal year 2023-2024 mid-year budget adjustments. I'm opening that to the public. Okay, seeing none. I bring it back to the board. Okay, and report from our a special accountant.
Do you want to do your stock report or just go?
You go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so there is a couple changes to the budget. So the first one for income. After receiving last year's property taxes, I was able to add another $50,000 to the budget. For the budget, the mid-year budget?
Yes.
Okay. Just those notes right there.
Thank you.
Other rentals, we will be increasing our rental rates a little bit and also adding the Bear Cave to the rental list so that we're going to get a little more income there. So I was able to add another $20,000 to that budget. Mm-hmm. Class registrations have picked up, so I was able to raise that another $6,000. For the pool, we're anticipating another successful season. We did really well last season. Down to miscellaneous income, that is including our attorney fees for the settlement from coming from reserves. For grants, we received 3 color grants this year. One for our senior lunch program for $2,500, one for our holiday celebrations for $2,500, and one for aquatics for $10,000. For the youth services, which was a Koshland grant, we will be using remaining grant funds that we received, I believe it was 2 years ago, to help with teen center expenses. For the Bay Point Youth Academy, the San Francisco Foundation awarded us with a $50,000 grant for the academy this year, and we will be adding another $30,000 from the academy's reserves. Down to capital projects, the insurance claim reimbursement, we will be closing out the Bocce Building fire claim soon and receive the reimbursement minus a deductible. And Lindbergh project, we should be receiving the $191,000 this fiscal year. It's in process right now. And that's all for income. For expenses, we are requesting to make the recreation coordinator position a full-time position, which also includes an increase in the medical insurance, about $10,000 more for medical insurance for benefits for that position. For admin expenses, liability insurance increased due to last year's claims, which was a Bocce Building fire and the leak in the Career Center. Attorney fees, so that's for the settlement. Maintenance expenses, so Ambrose Park equipment repairs and maintenance includes both sump pump and sewage ejector pump replacements. Alarms and security patrols for Ambrose Park, so I was able to drop that down. Patrols will be minimal this fiscal year while we have no upcoming projects there. Trade Runs Park. So it came to our attention that we were paying a big portion of the county's water usage. It's been corrected, and county will be billed for the correct water meter. So we were paying for, there's 2 meters there, and we were paying for theirs instead of ours. So we just found that out. Lori did a walkthrough with them and figured that out. So I was able to drop that down. For Ambrose Pool, East Bay Regional Parks will be helping us for another year. Therefore, we will be only staffing cashiers. Grants and reimbursements, as mentioned in income, youth services, we'll be using grant funds to help with Teen Center. Bay Point Youth Academy, San Francisco Foundation awarded us with $50,000 grants, and we'll be using another $30,000 from their reserves. And Keller Grants, we received 3 Keller Grants, one for senior lunch program, one for holiday celebrations, and one for aquatics. And for capital projects, we are requesting to update our security camera system and make it more user-friendly for the safety of staff and partners at the center. So we are budgeting $30,000 for the cameras. And that's it.
Any questions from the board? Director Torres?
No questions.
Director Garcia?
No questions.
Director Lopez Garcia?
It looks great. Thank you. You always do such a great job. Thank you so much. And thanks to the board for doing it also.
Thank you to the budget committee for helping with all of these. It's a lot of work. Just checking. How much are we charging the county for the meter expense, the water meter? Is it retroactive, like how long ago?
Yeah, it's not retroactive.
It's not retroactive, yeah, unfortunately. Okay. And of course, yeah. It's based on water use, so we'll be paying. It was always a mystery out there what was going on, and
okay.
Nobody really could figure it out. We've been looking at it for a number of months. So when we actually got out there and took a look at it and realized this is the only thing that it could be, is the meter is being misread. So, but, you know, we entertain that idea as, hey, let's go back and, you know, reimburse the district. And the county said, no, mm-hmm. We're not going to do that. So.
It's a big difference, though.
It sure does.
Yes, yeah, a significant difference.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for finding that out. Good investigative work. Okay. I have no other questions. So I need a motion.
I'll move that we consider approving the proposed 2023-2024 mid-year budget adjustments.
I'll second that.
Okay, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Okay, great. Okay, item B, consider extending the general manager's contract from May 14, 2024 to June 30, 2024. And directing the general manager to institute a succession plan. This is a surprise for anyone, but anyone in the public would like to comment? seeing none, okay, I bring it back to the board. Mr. General Manager.
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you very much. I will be retiring at the end of my contract. The request here is to extend the contract just some 6 weeks to get to the end of the fiscal year. That way the succession plan can go for a six-month period all the way through the budgeting process, and I think that's going to be a benefit to the district. As you know, we've used the succession program successfully. Actually, this will be our third time. We used it briefly for one of the other positions, but we did it for Jessica's position. It really is provides an opportunity for a soft landing, not only for the board and the community, but our staff. The recommendation is to train Lori for this position. You guys probably are very well aware that she's eminently qualified for this. There are some nuances to the job that come with this that I'll be sharing with her as we go through and giving her more responsibility. She'll be sitting in this chair for me as I sit in the audience at times to direct some of the meetings. So this is just a great opportunity. I've spent the better part of a decade building a strong staff here, and I would like to continue with that. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. I bring it back to the board. Any questions? Any comments?
Yeah, my question, and I think I've asked this already, Doug. Thank you so much again for letting us know and for calling us and, you know, sharing the news. And I know that you've done a lot for this district over the years, so it's good to know that there's a succession plan. And I think Lori would be amazing at the position of general manager too, but I'm also just wondering, as that transition happens, how do we fill those shoes that Lori is in, right? So I'm not sure if that's part of the
succession plan.
Succession plan.
Yeah, and it's a very good question, and it's a critical question. Mm-hmm. You know, we've discussed that. We have some ideas we've been kicking around, and we just have to pursue it. We've been easily identified, Lori. The next position isn't quite as easy to identify, but we do have some avenues to pursue to ensure the success of that position too, because you know that's where the rubber meets the road. That's a very critical position.
Yeah.
So we'll either do a recruitment with people that we're familiar with and seeing if there's some interest. If not, we'll have to do an open recruitment, and it's usually we advertise statewide for a position like this. Probably wouldn't get a lot of response from people out of the area moving to the area because, as you know, the Bay Area is quite expensive to live. But we'll just go through the recruitment process that we've used in the past, fairly successful, and do the best we can at screening an appropriate person for this job.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, because I guess what I'm getting at is that I want to make sure that when that transition happens, and if Lori goes into that transition, that we are also like having a support system for her.
Oh yeah.
Hold on, two hats.
Yeah, no, that's right. It'll be the idea is it'll be simultaneous.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Good question.
Especially during the summer, right?
Especially during pool season.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Thank you. That was all my questions.
Okay. Question.
Yes. Lori, do you have anybody in mind that would like to, you know, do your part of the take over your spot?
Well, this is something we're looking at, like I said, like our general manager said, a couple different avenues that we want to pursue. So at this time, we're keeping everything open that we'd like to do And then, again, we'll go to the recruitment process, but at this time, there's some ideas that we've just kind of tossed around. But have we talked to anybody or discussed it? No. But we wanted to get through tonight and, you know, be sure that a succession plan is going to move forward.
Just needed to know that. I'm sort of off the track. Do you know when we're going to officially open the park, Anita?
We're going to have a grand opening in March.
March, okay. I just want to make sure I have.
Okay, Director Garcia, any questions?
I do have a question. Just want to be sure that I don't think we have anything on our bylaws about having to open it to the public or anything like that. We're
no.
okay with that.
No,
just to be
you're
sure.
okay. You can.
And we can do a succession plan.
Yes, you can do a succession plan, and at the end of succession plan, the board still retains the right to do an open recruitment. You don't lose that.
Okay.
Yep.
Wonderful. It's going to be big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that. The general manager his recruitment was a hard recruitment before we actually got our current general manager. We had an interim general manager who was able to find our general manager, and he applied, and we have an extensive, you know, recruitment process. And since then, this district has changed, really. Oh my God, I can't tell you how, from black to white, or, you know, and it all starts on the top. So we are really lucky that we have you here. And we're
Thank
lucky
you.
That you're gonna help train Lori to fill in those shoes. And I think it would be best also if Lori can attend some, classes or whatever.
Sure, there's all kinds of training.
Because that's all in our CPRS or whatever.
That's correct.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'll go for that, you know. Please give her all the information and support that we can give her. And
absolutely.
We're there. We'll be there for you. Okay, thank you. Having said that, we need a motion.
I move that we consider extending the manager's contract from May 14, 2024 to June 30, 2024, and directing the general manager to institute a succession plan.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
We have no public hearing, no closed sessions. Now we're going to hear from our board on their reports and comments. Director Torres, starting with you.
Sure, thank you. Well, it's the end of the year. I just want to thank our staff, Jessica, Doug, Lori, Marlene, for all the great work that y'all done this year. I felt like this past year we've seen such tremendous growth in terms of how the community's engaging with things and the pool success and everything else, and it's all really the work that y'all are doing. So just thank you so much for all the work, and I'm looking forward to continuing that into next year. With that being said, I have brought this up before in conversations with our general manager about like what a general plan looks like for Ambrose Park, and I'm wondering if we could give. I think adding this to the next month's agenda to have maybe a discussion or give our general manager direction to consider also like a new master plan, but also my colleague, board member Garcia, Eva Garcia just gave a brilliant idea too about like also revisiting the old master plan to see where we left off. As we know that they're gonna build a library there, the county's going to do a big project there, and I think it's a good time to think about like the future of that park as they're planning to build something there too. So I'm hoping to get a second. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Just three board members to agree to put it on the next agenda.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
I think it's a good idea for the beginning of the year.
I think it's wonderful too.
We have three, we have four.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, thank you. But that being said, I'm done, and thank you again. Hope everyone has a happy holidays or Christmas or whatever you celebrate at home. Festivus for the rest of us, as the Seinfeld would say. So, but yeah, thank you again. I'm really excited about 2024.
Thank you. Director Garcia, any comments, questions?
Just thank you, everybody, including our board, for being present and participating and asking the right questions. And I think it's important. Like Meg said, you know, Doug has been a treasure with us, but he's got great people, and these are the people that would take on the challenges that he had, which I'm not here anymore, I hope. But it's always really good to bring on somebody we know. Happy holidays, everyone. We'll see what 2024 brings us.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia.
I just want to say, you know, all the things that we've been working on these years, that we have worked with Vida and Jessica, and also I'm just so proud, because everything that we wanted for the district, for our community, it's being done. It's coming along. The parks are doing great. I know you filled some shoes that were not very good, but you definitely made us all come together and all work hard and make the dream come true. And I really have to say this. You're a positive, very positive person. And I love it, because you just made sure that you went around, or you went through whoever you had to. And you were so positive in your directions. And even when you talked to me about things, and I know that I just have a lot of memories and a lot that you've already taught me and I've learned. But you're just one guy that just stand up and you know, you glow. I really have to say that, because you've really brought this district, this Ambrose Recreation, together. When you took over, you just cleaned house, and I loved it. I mean, I wasn't here, but I mean, seeing things, and this place is just rocking, and it's so great, because without your dedication, it probably wouldn't have happened. But thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know if you all know that it's Doug's 10th year with us. So I know that the Bay Point Youth Academy and Teen Center are here to present something. Yes. Okay. Would you like to do that? Go ahead.
So we have some of our academy leaders this year. These are new leaders. This is their second year.
Oh.
And they're here to present something. And
this is a card that we made for your 10th anniversary.
Thank you for helping us and for your service.
Thank you for visiting us in the academy last month. We really appreciate all your service.
Thank you. Wow. Very impressive. Wow, very nice. Thank you.
Put up the card, please.
Yeah, that's great.
There you go.
We are all so grateful for how excited you are of the Academy and all your support and trust in everything that we do. So, happy 10-year anniversary.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Happy 10-year anniversary. I double yours.
So. That's right, yeah. That's nothing compared to you, right?
I've been here for a long, long time, and I've seen a lot of different staff and general managers come through and work through, but I have to say, you have brought this district together, and for the time that I've been here, this is the best condition I've ever seen the district in. And so it's an honor to have met you, worked with you, as you never said you worked for us.
we always work with you. So we appreciate you and we thank you and happy 10-year anniversary.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very
you.
Much.
And this is for you too.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, we have cake? Okay.
Wow, we have cake.
Okay, we have to stop first.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's
having
right.
said that, it's been a really terrific year, 2023, and I'm so excited for 2024. I'm so proud of what this district has done, with, especially with what we've gone through. When Doug called me and said that he was retiring, I was like, no! But then I was like, okay, I feel really good for you, but at the same time, come back. But no, it's... what he's done really for this district. He knows what we've gone through, and he, Eva's been with me and Lupe, and it's really been so different. I mean, with the staff especially, how he's changed the climate, the culture of this district, from being really, when you come here before, it was like you're almost afraid to enter the building. Now it's so welcoming that people really, they talk about it. It's like, I didn't know how fun it is here. I was just talking to our master gardener. He said, I didn't realize how many things are happening in Ambrose. And it's because of your leadership. So we will miss you, but you're not leaving yet.
Got a long
so
time.
We will still have some,
this is
some
a long
more
goodbye.
Months with you. But we're looking forward to the next few months and with Lori coming in.
Great.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Okay, with that, I need a motion to adjourn.
I move to... No, I
adjourn.
To adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.